There's one thing that the American Hauntings podcast knows about, and that's mothers. We featured a lot of great mothers in a lot of our episodes. Pearl Curran, Julia Lemp, Sarah Moore, Marie Laveau, Jane Mansfield, Tamsin Donner, Delphine LaLaurie, Belle Gunness. Okay, maybe leave out those last two. But what I'm saying is that with Mother's Day coming soon, you need a truly special gift for your mom because, well, she's not Belle Gunness. So let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that literally turns your mom's life story into a book. So here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send your mom a question in her email, the same way she sends you questions about your dating life or when you plan to give her grandkids. Anyway, these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions that you want to ask. She replies by either typing in the answers or by recording her own voice. Then MyLifeInABook.com compiles all her responses into a keepsake book, and they can create an audiobook that uses her voice recordings, preserving her voice and her stories forever. As anyone who doesn't have their mom around anymore can tell you, having your mother's stories about growing up, being a kid, and overcoming life's challenges will be something that you and your kids will treasure. And let's be honest, your mom has given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a very cool way to share them. Honestly, I decided to try this out for myself, and I sent it to my mom, and she's not exactly a whiz at computers, but she still found it really easy to use. My mom might have had a little more unusual childhood than a lot of mothers do, so I'm really glad to have this. And I think you'll be glad to give one to your mother, too. So check out MyLifeInABook.com and use the code HAUNTINGS at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com and use the code HAUNTINGS for 10% off today.
Hey everyone, Cody here. Today we have three more ghost stories from the Haunted America Conference, but we'll be back again in 2 weeks on Tuesday, August 7th with our regular episodes. And now, on with the show.
Can you tell me your name and where you're from?
My name is Marcia Davis. I'm Lake of the Ozarks. I'm okay. The founder of Midwest Ghost Hunters.
Okay, and you have a picture for me.
I have a video.
Oh, a video.
That was taken at Farrar Schoolhouse. The story is that I've got two investigators down there. That's in the gymnasium. It is completely dark. I'm up in Command Central with another investigator. We are seeing that on the full spectrum cameras.
Yeah.
The two gals that are down in the gymnasium, they can't see it.
Wow. Yeah. So what I'm looking at, it looks like a full like beam of light, like a pillar almost, come in and out of frame so far. It's very bizarre.
I'll tell you what we think.
Yeah.
That occurred about 2 minutes after the two investigators went in.
Mm-hmm.
One of the investigators had gone into the ladies' room. So in our mind, it's because supposedly the principal is haunting for our school.
Mm-hmm.
The principal comes in because it enters at the doorway.
Yeah.
It comes in. It kind of looks around. It's only seeing one of the two women. So then it goes back out in our mind thinking, okay, what happened to the other woman that was in there?
Yeah.
And it comes back to look again. Now, we tried to debunk it using string, hair, spider webs. We couldn't debunk it.
The way it moves, it's so, okay, so I'm looking at what looks like security footage or something, I would say.
CCTV,
CCTV, and it's an open room with a pillar, and then what looks like a pillar of light just is coming in and out of frame, but you can tell it's coming forward, it's coming backwards, it's moving left to right.
It looks like somebody walking around, looking around.
It does, like, but I mean, floating essentially, the move, but it's crazy.
But it goes floor to ceiling.
Yeah.
But now in that area where it is, the ceiling's only about 14 feet high.
Right.
You walk in a little bit further, and it's an actual two-story gymnasium.
Okay, yeah.
But it never gets to that point. It's always right there in the
right
doorway.
And yeah, the way this moves, I appreciate trying to debunk it, you know, with this or that. But yeah, the way it moves, it's not a hair floating or a spider web or something. It's gliding.
It's
so wow.
That's the best piece of evidence we've ever caught.
Wow. So it gets to the door, but doesn't go all the way through. I want to get this video and link to it with this.
Absolutely.
Is that cool? Awesome.
Absolutely.
That's great.
So that's our ghost story.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for telling me.
Sure. How do you want me to get this to you? I can email it.
Email would be great.
All right. Tell me where to email it to.
You can just email to AmericanHauntingsPodcast@gmail.com.
Simple enough.
Yeah.
I'll do it as soon as I get back.
Perfect. Thank you
and
so much.
And then you can look at it and... But
yeah.
It literally looks like a person coming in, looking around, going back.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
And saying, yeah.
Awesome. Thanks for showing me. Sure. Can you start by telling me your name and where you're from?
Monica Dockery from Edwardsville, Illinois.
Okay.
And this is my friend Ann, who's also from Edwardsville.
So. All right. Well, it's great to meet you both. Can you tell me a ghost story?
Well, this was the first time that we actually went to the Waverly and did the overnight. And... No, weren't really sure what to expect, and this time we started on the fifth floor, and which is where they would keep the mentally unstable and the children. So anyway, my sister-in-law was also with us at the time and wasn't paying attention to what I was, you know, what was going on around me. All of a sudden, a ball hits me in the foot. And it kind of shocked me, and I look up, and my sister-in-law, she's across from me, and she says, no, roll it back to me, I want to show you something. So I roll it back to her, and she grabs the ball, and she's a second grade teacher at the time, and she says, okay, she says, I'm going to put it back down, and I want you guys to roll it to her. And she's directly across from me, and this ball starts at her foot and rolls way out of the way and comes, I mean, so slow and stops at my foot.
Wow.
So then when we go down to the fourth floor, which is supposed to be the most haunted, and we found out that that was true. So we're walking down the hallway, and we decide to just kind of stop and see if anything happens. And you can literally hear someone walking down the hall, opening up a door like they're checking on a patient, and the door closing. They go a few more feet, and you can hear this go for several feet. So didn't see anything, so we decided to take off walking. And as we're getting ready to come around a corner, we see this black, opaque mist that comes around, and it kind of stops in front of us, and we all just kind of stop, not really saying anything, because I think we all think we're hallucinating. And it goes back around the corner, and we're all just kind of standing there, and then it comes back again. And at this time, there had been a young gentleman that had joined just with the three of us, and he's like, I know you guys see that. We're like, yeah, we do. And he's like, what is it? And I said, well, I'm going to guess it's the creeper that everybody talks about, but it wasn't like this form. It was just this black, weird, moving mass. And so we stood there for a minute. I'm like, you know what? This is what we're here for, so let's just go. When we took off, it went off away. It didn't do anything. So then we get to the other end of the hallway, and we hear this whistling that we were told that once you hear the whistling, just be prepared because things are getting ready to start to happen. So she turns on her audio recorder, and we're communicating back and forth with it, just basic, you know, general questions, whatever. And then that kind of dies down. And then she sees this door tucked back in a corner all by itself. And so she starts walking toward it. I'm like, what are you doing? And she gets ready to walk in the door, and there is this huge metal door, and as soon as she got ready to walk through it, it slams like this right in her face.
Wow.
And almost took her face off.
Yeah.
So we took off running, screaming, and one of the guides that was there, I don't know where he had been at the time, but not in that room, he comes running up, and he's like, what happened? We tell him. He goes, oh, well, that's the surgeon. That's the operating room. If you want to go in, I'll take you in, because, see, likes me, but he really doesn't like anybody else in there. So so he took us in, and it was fine. Nothing happened or whatever. But the weird thing is, it was like 70 degrees outside. Some windows are there, some windows aren't. But you go in this operating room, which you think would be super cold, and it's not. It's like steamy sauna feel. There is condensation on windows that are there.
Wow.
Completely different than anything else. And the funny thing is, when we went the following year, they had the door actually propped up by a metal bar. Mm-hmm. So obviously, we were not the only ones that it happened
right.
to. So anyway, but that was kind of our fun experience. And the second time we went, it wasn't as eventful as the first time, but we are planning on going back. So
awesome.
Anyway, but yeah.
Yeah, well, thank you for sharing that story with me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. No, thank you.
It was great to meet you both.
Thank you.
All right.
Now,
back for round two.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now you have a little bit of wind. I want to hear it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hey, hi. My name is Sheila Moreland. I'm originally from Kansas City, born and raised. And had a story from a friend that she had gone on a ghost tour of the Sally House up in Atchison, Kansas. And so a rather funny incident happened. It was a few years back, and apparently they had been doing some work on the house, so they had been replacing sheetrock and whatnot, the kitchen counter, so the house was pretty empty. And she was with this group of people, and they ended in the kitchen, which was only had the kitchen counter there, and they had the lights out. And so one lady in the group had gone over and was kind of leaning her arm on the kitchen counter as they were doing whatever it was they were doing in the kitchen, asking, does anybody feel anything? You know, if you want to ask questions and do recordings, try to get EVPs now would be the time to do it. And eventually one of these ladies starts saying, I'm feeling something. It's like something's touching my hand. And it's real light and it tickles. And so, is that you, Sally? Are you here with us? She's like, it's moving up my arm. It's real light and it kind of tickles. And eventually they turned on the light and it turned out it was a wolf spider crawling up her arm.
God, that is scarier than a ghost. Like, honestly.
Oh, yeah. The woman started screaming, dancing around, knocking it off.
That's so... And then every time she's in the dark, I'm sure she's just going to... Whether there's something on her or not, she's going to think there's something on her.
I'm sure if she ever goes on a tour again, she's definitely not going to be leaning up against any counters or walls wherever she stops.
That is honestly the scariest story I've been told all day.
Well, just keep in mind, not everything that touches you may be of a spirit source.
Right. Awesome. Thank you again.
Thank you.
All right.